cut it.
That's an onion.
What do you call the young ones that you pull up and eat before they get very big?
Well, we got four kinds of onions here.
What kinds?
We had the old-fashioned multiplying onion, like Grandma used to have, Grandpa, a long time ago. Then we have two kinds of, I call them nest onions, they're white. Mm-hmm. They make a bunch of onions on the bottom. They bloom, but they don't make no seed. Then we have the onion we buy at the store, these plants, to eat through the summer.
How big does
the
multiplying onion get?
Oh, about like your thumb. Mm-hmm. But sometimes there's that many on one bunch.
A red thing that grows up on a plant that you stake up.
Tomato.
What do you call the ones that don't get any bigger than this?
Let me see. My wife's got a bunch of them out there now. Tomatoes.
Okay. Is that what they were always called around here?
It's what we've always called them.
You ever hear outhouse tomatoes? And what different kinds of beans do people grow around here?
They grow different, several different varieties. Snap beans and butter beans. Mm-hmm. There's three or four varieties of butter beans and three or four varieties of snap beans.
What are some of the different varieties of snap beans?
Well, they've got a contender, a bunch of green snap beans, and then they've got a yellow hull snap bean. Mm-hmm. It's a bunch of beans. And then we got a, what to call a, let's see, what the name of that bean is? It has purple stripes on it, on the hull. Mm-hmm. Now they're a vine, they make a vine. They're berries that begin to go bloom into berry now. Then we have the willow leaf butter bean, mm-hmm. running bean, and we sometimes raise a striped butter bean, running.
Have you ever heard them called lima beans?
Yeah, but we can't make them here.
You can't make?
They're blight. I planted them two or three times in black. Uh-huh. They got a what they call a green lima bean. Mm-hmm. It's green in the hull as it gets dry, tinted green. Mm-hmm. They do very well, you know. And then that colored butter bean, they grow by wholesale. The mm-hmm. blight don't hurt them.
What's the difference between a snap bean and green bean or string bean?
They're all the same bean. What I'd call them the same bean.
Uh-huh. What would you call them all? What?
I'd call them snap beans.
And to get the beans, say with butter beans, to get them out of the pods, you have to
shell them.
And you take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of
greens and then cook them and then after they make turnips and mix them. They're uh-huh. better that way than they are just the greens.
Mix them?
They cook the turnip and the green together.
What other kinds of greens besides turnips do you eat?
We raise mustard, and lettuce, cabbage, collards.
If you wanted to buy some lettuce, you'd go to the store and ask for maybe two?
The general thing, I'd just go buy a head of lettuce and it'll stay here and part out of the room before I eat it up.
If you bought more than one head, you might buy several.
If you could use them, we'd buy several heads, but uh-huh. we don't use all that much of it. A head will do us a week.
Do you ever use the word head talking about children? Like if someone had five children, say he had five head of children?
I never did figure them out that way.
How does that sound?
It don't sound right. It'd be animals, it does all it do. But uh-huh. Children is children, and you can't make animals out of them.
What if someone had about 14 children and said he really had a
big family?
Would you ever call that a passel?
A whole passel of children.
Uh-huh. What does passel mean?
It means a bunch. More than three or four.
Uh-huh. What else would you say passel about besides children?